And now this is a dictation for Larry, L-A-R-R-Y, Blodgett, B-L-O-D-G-E-T-T, January 752, address as a letter to Kurt, K-U-E-R-T, Anderson, 817-4601. Dear Dr. Anderson, follow-up for Larry, chronic kidney disease, hypertension. Last visit, December. Progressive Parkinson, nighttime hallucinations, neurology, Grand Rapids, decreased hearing, bilateral AIDS, appetite poor, weight loss, two small portions a day, denies vomiting dysphagia, minor dysphagia, chronic constipation or bleeding, nocturia but no infection, cloudiness or blood, problems of insomnia, a stable edema, no chest palpitation or increase of dyspnea, other review system done, medication list review. I'm going to highlight the HCTC potassium. On metolazone, magnesium. Next paragraph, present weight 173, previously 178.80, blood pressure 142.60, diffuse rigidity, tremors at rest, able to walk but he's unsteady, lungs clear, no RALS pleural effusion, no pericardial wrap, no ascites tenderness, minor edema right comparing to the left. Rest of physical exam, negative. Next paragraph, chemistry is July, creatinine 1.28, actually an improvement. GFR upper 50 is stage 3. Normal potassium acid base. Normal albumin, calcium, phosphorus, low magnesium 1.2, started on magnesium replacement, anemia 11.5. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD, stage 3. Continue to monitor, presently not symptomatic. There has been no obstruction, does have enlargement of the prostate, but no urinary retention. Continue present regimen. There has been no need to change diet for potassium, the low magnesium on replacement likely from diuretics, potassium well replaced. No phosphorus binders, no EPO treatment. He's going to discuss with you and neurology about these hallucinations at night, which are becoming more troublesome and frequently, as well as neurology adjusting medications for his Parkinson. Mental-wise, he appears to be able to handle by himself. Plan to see him back in 6 months. He does have elevated triglycerides with normal glucose. You might consider updating thyroid studies.